Hello, this is Dave and Mel from the Braillists Foundation, back with you once again with the Braille for Beginners course. This is lesson number 6, where we will be introducing our remaining letters and some punctuation. Mel, what letters have we got left?
Only 3, so we're almost there now, Dave. We've got W, Z, and finally the letter Q.
Okay, anything we need to bear in mind from our last lesson?
I don't think so. At the risk of repeating myself, it's just practice. Make sure that you're confident with the letters we've already done. Make sure you're happy with your tracking. All these things are really important because these 3 letters don't come up as often. So you need to be quite confident before you get to these. Just move on when you feel you're ready. I think that would be my advice.
And hopefully by now you've got enough letters to make practical use of your Braille, whether it's for labelling, playing games or writing a greetings card. Where do we find the new letters in our hard copy resources?
These new letters are on page 12 of the resources.
Alrighty, so why don't you talk us through those dot numbers and how they feel?
We start with the W. At the top of the page, we have a line of the letter W, dots 2, 4, 5, and 6. This is a tall shape again, but this time the bar is across the middle of the shape. But unlike the R, the bar goes out to the left rather than the right.
Okay.
We have the Z. So this is the next line down now. Dots 1, 3, 5, and 6 for the letter Z. There's a definite bar across the bottom of the shape, but the slant part is at the top. Could get confused maybe with an O or maybe with an N, but hopefully if you feel for that bar, you'll be fine. Underneath that, we're going to have mixtures of W's and Z's, just so that you can feel the difference between these new letters before you move on. We will also have a mixture with the old letters, just so that we can't let you forget any of these letters as we go. Shall we move on to the final letter then, the letter Q. That's dots 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So an easy one to write because we can all count to 5, can't we? But the feel of this letter, a grid pattern at the top, but there's that all-important extra dot at the bottom left corner of the Braille cell, and that is your letter Q.
Okay, so 3 letters there that complete the Braille alphabet. Just give us some sample words for practicing those new letters, Mel.
I'm just looking at some sentences. A breeze blew up. Has Jane made a quilt? That would practice the letter Q. So there are going to be lots of examples over that page of words and sentences.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. You've done a tremendous job getting this far with your Braille. You've learned the entire Braille alphabet. And if anything is unclear, do go back and re-listen, and we'll give you some contact info, how you can get in touch and ask questions in a moment. Mel, we've talked about the alphabet, but of course the elephant in the room is these letters that we've talked about. Are they uppercase or lowercase? Are they capitals or are they not capitals? How do we know?
Well, we have to assume that they are lowercase because we haven't yet learned that all-important capital sign. We do have a sign in Braille, an indicator, which comes in front of a letter that we want to be capitalised. And that capital sign is a dot 6. I should say, though, in our resources, it looks very complicated because we have to put dots 4 and 6, and we have to put a whole Braille cell, so all the 6 dots, before the dot 6. And it feels much more complicated than it really is. Just imagine all these extra dots as being a kind of a measuring stick. Because if we just put a dot 6 on its own, you wouldn't really be able to tell which dot it was. So don't get too bogged down by these extra little bits that start arriving now that we're doing capitals and punctuation. So a dot 6 in front of a word would show that the first letter is capitalised. What about if the whole word is capitals, Dave? How will we do that?
2 dot 6s.
Is it? Right. So if we have 2 dot 6s in front of a word, that word is in block caps. It does get a little bit more complicated than that, but we really don't need to worry for now. That'll keep us going.
Indeed, yeah. So if you wanted to write a whole word in caps, like stop or something, and you wanted it to be all caps, then it's two dot sixes, dot six, dot six, and then the word that you want all caps. I should have asked you, remiss of me, our final three letters that we've covered this time, how do we write those?
I did wonder when you were going to get to that, because we're so good now. We almost know how to write them, don't we? But let's get our fingers ready. The W, 2, 4, 5, and 6, middle finger on the left hand, all three fingers on the right hand. And the Z, 1, 3, 5, and 6, on the left hand, index and ring finger, on the right hand, middle finger and ring finger. Finally, the Q, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all three fingers on the left hand, index and middle finger on the right hand.
Now, we've promised a little bit of punctuation, so just four punctuation signs that will be really useful in writing, you know, standard prose, or if you're just writing a diary or greetings card, and they will serve you very well. We've just got four symbols here to introduce. So do you want to talk us through those, Mel?
I will. And as I start this, I will make the point, we talked a long time ago now about upper and lower signs, and these punctuation marks are what we would call lower signs because they tend to be in the lower portion of the brow cell. So if you're reading words and you suddenly come against something at the end of a word which is lower, the chances are it's going to be some form of punctuation. It's worth bearing in mind. So let's start then, Dave, with the full stop. This is dots 2, 5, and 6. That's like a D, but lower down in the brow cell.
Okay, dots 2, 5, and 6. So it feels, like you say, a bit like a D, but it's going to be at the bottom of your braille cell, and you're going to find that pushed up against the end of a word. So as you start to read sentences, you'll notice that you get that capital sign at the start of a sentence, that dot 6, and then you get this full stop, dots 2, 5, and 6, at the end of your sentence.
Yes, so if you find yourself thinking there's a D on the end of a word, it may well not be. Could be just that your tracking's not quite spot on. So the next one, we have the comma. This is a dot 2. So in the middle of the brow cell, I suppose you could get it mixed up with an A, but hopefully by now your tracking is such that you can feel it's just a little bit lower down. So comma is dot 2.
Helpful for separating out those lists.
Absolutely, yes. I certainly put it in my shopping list to save, keep going on to a new line every time. So surprising how much you can fit on a shopping list that way. Let's move on to the question mark. This is dots 2, 3, and 6, and it's a lower H. So it's like the letter H, but lower down in the brow cell.
So if you want to propose to somebody or ask somebody a question, you know what to do. It's the dots 2, 3, and 6. Okay.
Finally, we have, or for now anyway, the exclamation mark, dots 2, 3, and 5. This is like a F lower down in the brow cell. So 2, 3, and 5, exclamation mark.
Okay, so four punctuation signs there and three letters. Should we just do a quick recap, and not forgetting the capital sign, of everything we've covered? Because it's been quite a busy lesson, this one.
It certainly has. We had three new letters. The W first, dots 2, 4, 5, and 6. So the bar goes across the middle of the shape, but this time to the left. We had the Z, dots 1, 3, 5, and 6. Definite bar across the bottom of the shape, but slanting at the top. The final letter was the letter Q, dots 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So a definite grid shape at the top, but that all-important little dot at the bottom left of the brow cell. We moved on to some lower signs now. We had the capital indicator, and that is a dot 6, but we did make the point that if we wanted to capitalise the whole word, we would have two dot sixes. Now we move on to our little bits of punctuation. First of all, the full stop. That's dots 2, 5, and 6, which feels like a D, but lower down in the brow cell. So we call it a lower D. We next had the comma. That's a dot 2. So in the middle left of the Braille cell, hopefully we won't get that mixed up with the letter A, because it should feel that little bit lower. We had the question mark, dots 2, 3 and 6, which is like an H, but lower down in the Braille cell. So we're going to call it a lower H. Finally, for this lesson, we had the exclamation mark, dots 2, 3 and 5, which is a lower F.
Fantastic. Okay, so we've finished the alphabet and we've got some basic punctuation. So hopefully now you've got plenty of Braille that you can find very useful. What's coming up next time, Mel?
Next time we're going to do these all-important numbers.
Okay, the world of numbers. That'll be in Lesson 7 of Braille for Beginners. But from Mel and myself, Dave, at the Braillist Foundation, bye for now.